As long as the only answer I can give to this question is from my perspective, then I am simply inviting a losing power struggle. As long as I can only answer what I think his motivation should be, and that motivation is because it's the right thing to do, then I am really saying that his motivation should be the same as my own. And I need him to obey because I don't know what to do if he won't. I don't know how to relate to someone who doesn't automatically want to do the right thing, or doesn't want to please me. But that sounds like responsible for thinking, and we now know where that takes us. So, in order to adopt the responsible to model instead, we need to start asking ourselves some more questions. What motivates our children? What do they really want? What questions can we ask that will help them discover and explore those desires, instead of picking up their gauntlets and going head to head? Doing this takes changing your thought patterns, I know. Initially, this can be tough stuff, and I'm not promising you that it will eliminate conflict in your home. But part of changing your thinking should include the way you think about conflict in the first place. Consider one last quote from Dr. Kano. Before and after engaging in a match, opponents bow to each other. Bowing is an expression of gratitude and respect. In effect, you are thanking your opponent for giving you the opportunity to improve yourself. Be the first to bow to your children, not out of deference, but out of respect and gratitude. Hopefully, one day they will bow in return, but even if they don't, you will have grown. And that's what Scream Free Parenting is all about. I leave you with a letter I received from a parent of 3 children, ages 4, 2, and 3 months. Listen to her as she comes to understand the value of practicing judo parenting. Dear Hal, I'm writing to thank you for your help with my 4-year-old. She is going through a bout of negativity and frustration lately that I haven't been able to find a cure for. The other day, we wasted more than an hour of our day when she broke down trying to write the number 2. She traced it and then looked up pouting and said, "Mommy, I want to write a 2, but I can't do it. Would you like me to make dots that you can trace? No. Would you like me to help your hand write it? No. Is there another way you want me to help you? Tell me how to do it. Okay, put your pen on the paper right here and no, I know I can't do it," she screamed, and then broke down in tears. I was so frustrated. Eventually, her tears turned into angry screams, which aren't allowed in our house, so I sent her to her room, all the time wondering if I was making the right choice, and feeling like a really mean mom. I wanted to hold her and tell her it would be okay, but nothing I did was making it any better, and sending her to her room just angered her more. The crying eventually stopped, and the number 2 was forgotten, but the day never really got better. Then I read about your judo parenting concept. That's why I'm writing, to tell you what happened today. Here we went again. My daughter wanted to play on the computer, and I told her that she could after she changed out of her pajamas and into some regular clothes. It was noon. She went to her room and laid out the clothes she wanted to wear while I finished up on the computer. A few minutes later, she walked in and said, "Mommy, I can't get my clothes on." Me: "Why, honey?" Her: "I just can't get my tights on. Do you want me to help you?" We were about to reenact our number 2 day. No. So then I remembered about the gauntlet and the idea of non-resistance. "Okay, honey, let me know if there's anything I can do for you." "But mommy, I really can't get them on." "Okay, honey." "But mommy." She started to cry and walked to her room on her own. A minute later, she cried a little louder. But then 2 minutes after that, I was watching the clock on my computer, the crying stopped, and I heard her call me from her room. "Mommy, I think I figured out how to do it." "Did you figure that out by yourself?" I asked, walking into her room. "I did." She was beaming. I couldn't believe it. It's later today, and she's sitting on her bed reading a book. She is much happier than yesterday, and so is her mom. Thank you for your suggestions. Jill T., Alpharetta, Georgia. Reflection questions on Chapter 6. Number 1. Reflect for a moment on your childhood. How did your parents respond when you tested them? What could they have done worse in response? What could they have done better? Number 2. We've all repeated the mantra, "You've got to pick your battles." We do this because so often it feels like we're in a war, trying to get our kids to do what we want them to do. What's a more productive, more principled way for you to think about it? Number 3. What does it look like when your kids test you? How reactive do you typically become? Number 4. How might your family change when you stop resisting your children and start going with their momentum?